British police have carried out a series of anti-terrorist raids and arrested 13 people. In a statement, authorities said the operation was the result of investigations into international terrorism threats. The raids came just days after terror alerts were raised in Washington, D.C., Newark, New Jersey, and New York City. British police are downplaying any link. Reporter Larry Miller is in London. Hello.
Hello there.
What more can you tell us about yesterday's anti-terror operation?
Well, as you said, 13 men were arrested. These raids took place in London and in three different areas of England. Police are saying it was a pre-planned operation and part of Britain's continuing investigation into international terrorism. The raids were led by armed police from Scotland Yard's anti-terrorist branch, and in one case, local residents say they saw two men driving down their street being stopped, pulled from their car, and immediately pinned to the ground by armed officers.
What have British police said about those who were arrested?
Well, the police aren't saying too much other than that the men are in their 20s and 30s. A police statement said they are suspected of involvement in the commission, preparation, or instigation of acts of terrorism. According to news reports, though, at least some of those arrested are British-born, but all of them are said to have families from the Asian subcontinent. They are being held at London's Paddington Green Police Station. That's where most suspected terrorists are taken and questioned, and this dates back to the days of the IRA.
Now, British authorities have not warned of any specific threat like that announced here in the U.S. Have authorities given any details about the information leading up to these arrests?
No information leading up to these arrests, other than it was, as they called it, a pre-planned and part of Britain's investigation into international terrorism. When it comes to warning of specific threats, the government here, as you said, has been loath to shoot from the hip. It's played down the threat of an imminent terrorist attack, despite information found on the same computer that sparked the security alert in the U.S. All the Home Office would say at the time is that it is monitoring what are called a real and serious risk, but insisted there's no specific threat at this time. But this was said the day before these latest arrests.
Well, have police said if the arrests are linked to information out of Pakistan where authorities had uncovered information about threats to Britain and America?
No, police haven't made any link to any other operation, and that's not surprising at this early stage. It's doubtful that a coordinated series of raids like this with the arrests of very specific people is a reaction to the Pakistani information. There needs to be a long lead time for an operation like this.
And British police have arrested more than 500 people in anti-terror raids since 9/11. What's happened to all these other people who've been arrested?
Well, of those 500-600 terrorist suspects, all but 100 have been released, and there have only been two convictions.
Reporter Larry Miller speaking from London. Thank you very much.
Thank you.